We're here with Andy Anderson from eSeek. And Andy, what do you do for the company?
I function as the president of the company, but we're also actively involved in marketing issues, etc. We're not a very large organization, so we have multiple jobs, but that's essentially what I do, all the marketing for it.
That's great. How are you doing today?
Very good. Outstanding, actually.
Yeah. Good, good. Listen, I wanted to ask you sort of, you know, in the context of the show, what are you seeing as the major trends out there? What should be top of mind for these financial institutions going into 2009?
Well, we tend to believe that obviously it's security is the biggest issue, and our focus, of course, is to enable that security to be taken to a new level, especially in vetting new customers to a bank, and also to authenticate just exactly who you're talking to when someone's across the counter from you.
Right, right. Well, you know, considering that, I know there's certainly one of the big issues that we're focusing on is ID theft with the red flag rules that are in place requiring banks to essentially protect the consumer from ID theft. You know, how is eSeek approaching those concerns?
Well, we've been active in the banking area for a couple of years now, actually, and there's some resellers we have that sell products into the banking community for a new account setup. What we're introducing now is a new technology into this area to vet the person coming across the counter to you.
Sure.
As an example, we have a device called our Model 500. This device is an identity card authenticator, and this will authenticate virtually any card.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you insert the card into the device. It bombards it with multiple different light sources, not only reading all the electronic information on a card, but it also looks inside the card and pulls off all the security features that are built into the card.
Interesting.
And all cards have some type of hidden security features, and once you tell the device what to look for, it will go in and pull it out and actually vet that card. And you can also be online with that information and submit it out to multiple other sources to more or less vet that other piece of the information, like social security numbers, etc.
Right.
And so it raises the bar significantly on theft, ID theft especially, and knowing who that person is. You've got a new view of this person that you had before you walked in the door.
So essentially, with one swipe of your ID card, your license, you can read the 2D barcode.
Right.
You can visualize the underlying.
Right.
Well, maybe you can tell me all the different facets that it reads.
Sure. It'll when you insert the card, it takes about 3 seconds, and during that 3 second period of time, it reads whatever is on the card. It can
okay.
be a magnetic stripe, it can be a 2D barcode, it can be a one-dimensional barcode, and then it also decodes that information and provides
right.
that to the source. So in other words, you get the data, electronic data, submitted to the source or to the device.
Sure.
And in addition, you hit this, for example, with an infrared light.
Mm-hmm.
An infrared light will look inside the card and pull off inks, as an example, and say that the face of the person should disappear if I hit it with infrared light. You hit it with the infrared light and you validate that actually happens. That means that
right.
the card is probably correct. It doesn't mean that the card is not. However, it raises the bar so high
mm-hmm.
that it probably goes as high a level as you're going to get in today's technology to vet that card.
That's fantastic. Well, it sounds like a good device, and I've seen it work. It seems like a fairly complete solution. So, you know, this coming year, it's going to be very tough for financial institutions. Do you have
yes.
any parting advice on especially how they should be thinking about approaching ID theft solutions?
We think with our device that, you know, there's obviously a lot of fraud in the marketplace, and probably this year there's going to be, can potentially be a lot more fraud in the marketplace.
Sure.
And with this technology, we believe we can help the banks minimize that level of fraud by eliminating that incorrect account being set up and draining the resources of the operation.
Yeah, I believe it. It's a fairly slick solution. So, listen, have a great show. We appreciate your time and hope to see you soon.
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.